The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle. The moon. Okay, ready? Watch my fingers, okay? In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. There you go, very good. You saw it, huh? Mm-hmm. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped. Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry
caterpillar.
Good. See it?
There's a
yeah. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate two pears, but he was still hungry. Now? On Wednesday, he ate three plums, but he was still hungry. How many times? What number was it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
On Thursday, he ate 4 strawberries, but he was still hungry. This one, on Friday.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
On Friday, he ate 5 oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate 1 piece of chocolate cake, 1 ice cream cone, 1 pickle, 1 slice of Swiss cheese, 1 slice of salami, 1 lollipop, 1 piece of cherry pie, 1 sausage, 1 cupcake, and a slice of watermelon. That night he had a stomach ache. He was greedy. Huh? The next day, it was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through 1 ice cream leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Right when he finished his patient, then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was
a better.
Beautiful one. All sorts of colors, huh? The end. Thank you. What next, baby bear?
Next
baby. What are you doing?
I saw that.
Jill Murphy.
Jill Murphy?
Mm-hmm. Can I go to the moon? Ask baby bear. Baby, let this one be working. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you have to find a rocket first. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. See anything?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off the chimney. Whoosh! Out into the night. An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said baby bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. An airplane roared out the clouds. Baby bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back. See them waving? And on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the moon. It was a big moon. There's nobody here, said baby bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said the bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. We better go, said baby bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. It rained and the rain dripped through baby bear's helmet. So they're holding it. Huh. Home went baby bear. Back down the chimney and onto the living room carpet with a bump. Mrs. Bear came into the room. "How did you get so dirty?" she asked, as she took him to the bathroom. "You look like you've been up the chimney."
"I got dirty."
"I have," said Baby Bear. "First, I found a rocket. Then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon."
"Oh, my," said Mrs. Bear, laughing. "What will you think of next?"
"The end. Where's he going?"
"Very good."
"Yeah. Why don't you go upstairs and find a book, and then come down and I'll read you the book."
Mm-hmm.
"Go ahead, give me that. Go get yourself a book and bring it down and I'll read it to you, okay?" "Take this, honey, take this."
"Okay."
"Here, get down, honey." "You want me to read them?"
"Mm-hmm. Yep, whatever you want."
"Cinderella." "Walt Disney." "Random House, New York. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Cinderella. She lived with her stepmother. The stepmother did not like Cinderella. She made her work very hard every day." This is a big picture. "Cinderella had two stepsisters. Their names were Gisella and Anastasia. The stepsisters never had to work. They just pranced around the house in their fancy dresses, and they always made fun of Cinderella because her dress was so plain. One day, a letter came to the house. Gisella, Anastasia, cried to the stepmother. Listen to this. She read the letter. It said, the king is giving a ball tonight. His son, the prince, will choose a wife. Every girl in the kingdom must be there. Then I can go too, said Cinderella. You, cried the stepsisters, and they laughed and laughed. But it says every girl in the kingdom must be there, said Cinderella. The stepmother smiled and said, of course you may go, Cinderella. You may go if you do your work first and if you have a dress to wear. Oh, thank you, said Cinderella. And she ran up to her room. Some mice lived in Cinderella's room. They were Cinderella's friends. She had even made little clothes for them. Guess what, she cried. I'm going to a ball at the palace. Hooray, cried the mice. Then she showed them an old dress. It just needs a little mending, said Cinderella, and maybe a sash and some beads to make it pretty. Yes, yes, Cinderella, said the mice. Cinderella, called the stepmother. Cinderella went downstairs. I want you to clean the floor, wash the windows, dust the drapes, said the stepmother. But I did that yesterday, said Cinderella. Do it again, said the stepmother. Cinderella worked as fast as she could, but there were always one more thing to do. Cinderella, Cinderella, Cinderella. Oh dear, said Cinderella, I will never have time to mend my dress. They make Cinderella work, said a fat mouse named Gus. She will have no time to fix her dress, said a skinny mouse named Jack. We can do it, cried the mice. We can fix Cinderella's dress. Gus and Jack sneak into a big room. The stepsister were dressing for the ball. I hate this old sash, said Gisella, and she threw it down. I never wanted to use beads again, said Anastasia, and she dropped them on the floor. Jack grabbed the sash. Gus picked up the beads. They took them to Cinderella's room. Look, we found these, said Gus. Now we can make Cinderella's dress really pretty, said Jack. They measured, they cut, they folded, they sewed. They worked and worked as fast as they could. The hours went by quickly. Cinderella had to help the sisters with their dresses. When she was done, the stepmother said, it is time to go to the ball, girls. Are you ready, Cinderella? No, said Cinderella sadly. I did not have any time to fix my dress. Too bad, said the stepsisters. You must learn to work faster, said the stepmother. They watched Cinderella go up to her room. When Cinderella opened the door, she saw something wonderful. Her dress was ready. Surprise, cried the mice. It is the prettiest dress I've ever seen, said Cinderella, and she put it on. Cinderella would run downstairs. Wait, she called. I can go now. I have a dress. The stepmother and stepsisters could not believe their eyes. My sash, cried Gisella. My beads, cried Anastasia. They ripped off the sash and pulled off the beads. Cinderella's dress was ruined. Come along, girls, said the stepmother. The prince is waiting for you. And off they went to the palace, and Cinderella was left behind. Cinderella went into the garden. the mice ran after her. How I wished to go to the ball, said Cinderella. But it is no use. Wishes never come true. Never, my dear, said a voice. Cinderella looked up. There was a little woman with a wand. I am the fairy godmother, she said. I am here to give you your wish. Now let me see, said the fairy godmother. I need a pumpkin and a horse and a dog. What luck, they are right here. Ah, yes, I will need some mice. When the mice heard this, they began to run. But the fairy godmother stopped them with a wand. For the magic words, bippity-boppity-boo, she said. She waved her wand. The pumpkin turned to a coach. The horse turned to a coachman. The dog turned into a footman. And the mice turned to a white horse. Now hop in, my dear. Well, it says white horse. Well, that looks almost like white, but it's not, huh? Now hop in, my dear, said the fairy godmother. But my dress, said Cinderella. Oh my, cried the fairy godmother. I almost forgot. She waved her wand again. Cinderella looked down. Her dress turned to a white gown. Her shoes turned to glass slippers. Oh, thank you, said Cinderella. Now hop into the coach, she said. Said the fairy godmother. But remember, all the magic ends when the clock strikes 12. I won't forget, she said. And off she went to the palace. She's gonna forget? At the ball, the king was complaining. The princess met all the girls in the kingdom, he said, and he has not found one he liked. Give him time, said the grand duke. He has had enough time, cried the king. Just then, Cinderella came into the ballroom. When the prince saw her, he bowed. May I have this dance? He said. Yes, said Cinderella. All night the prince danced only with Cinderella. They danced around the floor as if in a dream. Everyone said, how lovely she is. Who can she be? The hours went by quickly. Suddenly the clock began to strike midnight. Cinderella ran down the palace steps as she ran across the glass slippers. When the prince reached the steps, Cinderella was gone. She picked up the tiny glass slipper. The girl who wore the slipper is the prince, the girl I want to marry, said the prince. He told the Grand Duke to find her. Even before Cinderella was home, the magic ended. The coach turned back into a pumpkin. The coachman turned back into a horse. The footman turned back into a dog. And there was Cinderella and the mice just as before. The next day, the Grand Duke took the glass slipper to every house in the kingdom. The last who came to the house where Cinderella lived, Cinderella was at her room. First, Drusilla tried the slipper. Her foot was much too long. Then Anastasia tried the slipper. Her foot was much too wide. Are there any other girls in this house? Asked the Grand Duke. No, said the stepmother. Just then, Cinderella came downstairs. Who is this? Asked the Grand Duke. She's only the maid, said the stepmother. I don't care. She must try the slipper. It fits perfectly. So Cinderella reached in her pocket and pulled out the other glass slipper. Grand Duke bowed to Cinderella. You are the girl, the princess he must marry, said the Grand Duke. So Cinderella went to the palace and married the prince, and they lived happily ever after. That was a long story.